on location at the 2023 Mercer County Fair. They are having a neat celebration recognizing 100 years of a 4-H club. It's called the Hamlet Handy Helpers 4-H Club. And Dave Close, a longtime member, way back in 1950. So first up, you know, congratulations about this, you know, 100-year tradition of this club. Tell us about your memories.
Oh, I joined in 1950 when I was 10 years old, and it was a startup of the Boys Club, and Lee Gray was one of the leaders, Bob Four was one of the leaders, and we probably had 15 members when we started in 1950, and it dwindled down until they merged in with the Handy Helpers. So it's both boys and girls in one club. In 1950, the boys were always in one club and the girls in another club.
Well, and we look at, then fast forward to today, 2023, that means people out that way really think this tradition is pretty important. Why do you think of the success? It started in 1923.
Yes. Well, it's good leadership. We've had a lot of long-term leaders. My mother led for 50 years, Mary Close. And I don't know when exactly she started, but she probably ended sometime around 2000. So that's part of it. The other part of it, we always met at the Hamlet Hall, which is still there and was there in 1923. And it's been a great place to have a meeting for 4-H, because there's a yard there where we could play softball after the meetings and have all kinds of fun.
Well, so it's great for you because a 4-H'er as a 10-year-old, but then, you know, you look later in life, you become a leader of the club. So what about that? You get a look at it from two lenses.
Right.
As a youthful, exuberant 10-year-old, and then as an adult telling the kids to simmer down sometimes.
Yeah, having 10-year-olds through 18-year-olds in a 4-H club was quite an adventure at times, but a lot of fun. And, of course, the fair here was always the best end of it all, because you got to show your project and hopefully had success with your project. And so that part of it was good. Getting the kids to keep their records was a bit of a difficult, because in summertime they didn't want anything to do with school or keeping records or writing or anything. So it took a lot of encouragement to get ready for the fair.
All right, so you need to tell me, you know, back when you were a 10-year-old, give me some of the memories when you first started out in 4-H gear. Remember some of your first projects?
Yeah, I started with sheep, and I had some really interesting. I had tractor drivers. I had a concrete project one year. I poured concrete and made steps for our house, and a lot of interesting side things besides just having the sheep for a project. And of course, showing sheep over here at the Mercer County Fair was always an adventure, and had a lot of fun doing that too, especially as we got older in 4-H, right? The fair was a big deal for us.
So you mentioned sheep. Did you do any general projects too?
Not much more than sheep and some of the riding projects. I did some of those, but mostly the livestock, the sheep. I wasn't very successful with the sheep. I usually got the C rating, but you get used to that after a while.
Well, but you know, when I talk to kids even today, the one thing that they always tell me, the growth that you experience, whether it's 4-H or maybe FFA, you know, when you're just starting out, you can be overwhelmed, but it takes some time. But you have to have some courage to get out there, right? I mean, do you remember kind of that feeling as a 10-year-old?
Yeah, you start as a 10-year-old, and of course you don't know what's happening, and you end up going to Monticello, and a few members get to go there every year to Monticello, to 4-H. What do they call that? I've lost what they call that, but that was a big deal going down to Monticello and down by Champaign. So you progressed. Your projects got better, your bookkeeping got better, and you got older.
Yeah. So, but, you know, maybe the first time you were in the show ring, you remember those emotions?
Oh yes, it was hard to figure out why you got a C rating when everybody else was getting an A rating. And after a while you got used to the C ratings, or you got better. And hopefully most kids get better.
So the Hamlet Handy Helpers, again, they're celebrating 100 years, and there's also a, you know, great tradition with the Mercer County Fair that coincides with, you know, these local 4-H clubs. How important is the fair to your life?
Oh, as I've gotten older, I've farther and farther away from the fair. But our farming operation does make a donation every year, and always try to come out here and look at how much stuff is brought in from Mercer County, all the canning and the and all the produce that comes out, and the 4-H club is the biggest deal of the fair as far as I'm concerned. They keep it going. And
so what does this mean today as we're out here? They're having a recognition for the club celebrating, you know, 100 years here during Mercer County Fair Week.
Well, I think it's amazing that a 4-H club can survive for 100 years. That, to me, that is really something. And the boys' portion of it for over 70 years, so that has a lot to do with it. And, of course, every one of the clubs comes to the fair every year and brings something, and all the nice exhibits are really interesting to me. So,
all right, so when I was out here, Dave Close, and I was mingling with some of these Hamlet Handy Helper 4-H alum, I said, who would be the best person probably to talk to about this? And they pointed over your direction and said, Dave Close. He was a 4-H member back from 1950 and also a 4-H leader. But in all seriousness, it's neat to see a lot of the people that have been involved in the club here celebrating today. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. My son is here. He was a 4-H member and did well. My grandson is here. My granddaughter isn't, but she also did well. And all the kids in our family have been in 4-H, and it's good for them. They learn how to keep records. They learn how to make some money off their projects, and they get to meet other kids. And out in the rural areas, you know, you don't have a kid right next door to you. They're a mile down the road or 2 miles down the road. And so the 4-H is a great get-together for them.